Here it is again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Police shoot an unarmed man, this time in L.A., and the news reports recite the same familiar sequence of events.
A bystander shot the video, which shows police wrestling with the homeless man.
Critics of the police department say the officers overreacted when they opened fire.
But investigators countered that, showing an enhanced image from the video.
The man forcibly grabbed one of the officers' holstered pistols.
We owe the city a thorough investigation as to what happened.
But we know what happened. An unarmed suspect struggles with a police officer, goes for his gun, and the officer feels he has no other choice. He has no other choice because his gun can be fired by anybody. And so this story repeats itself, even though there's a potential solution. Guns that only fire when in the hands of the rightful owner. And yet this smart gun technology has been held back by the fears of gun rights groups that if these guns reach the market, they'll trigger a New Jersey law that would allow only smart guns to be purchased. Well, the state senator who pushed that law now says she's changed her mind. New Jersey State Senator Loretta Weinberg says she's ready to repeal her own law if the NRA will give the technology a chance, because she now thinks it can sell itself without a mandate.
And if the gun is available, why wouldn't people want it? The marketplace should take care of it.
In the meantime, given the number of homeless people with mental illness, all of us know that this will happen again and again and again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.